Welcome to Perfectly Imperfect, the space where high-achieving, people-pleasing women finally stop living for everyone else and start living for themselves. I'm your host, Rhea Oliver, therapist, coach, and fellow recovering good girl. Around here, we don't do surface-level self-care or sugar-coated advice. We get real about perfectionism, people-pleasing, burnout, and the messy middle of womanhood. So if you are ready to break the rules, take off the mask, and redefine what thriving actually feels like, then you are in the right place. Okay, so today's episode is going to be a bit of a deep one. We're talking all about finding your voice again, especially when you've spent your whole life learning how to silence it. This is for the woman who learned early on to scan the room for danger, to monitor everybody else's moods, to read the mood of the room before anybody even spoke, to adjust, to shrink, or to smile just so that everyone else felt comfortable, or to be the person who broke the ice if there was ever any tension. You became the caretaker, the peacekeeper, the responsible one, and in doing so, you lost touch with your own needs, your own feelings, and your own voice. So if you are a woman who has felt unseen, unheard, or invisible in her life, in motherhood, in your marriage, if you've ever wondered why you find it so hard to say what you need, this episode is your reminder. Your voice isn't gone. It's just buried under years of keeping the flipping peace. So let's start to dig that out today. So I want you to picture this. The little girl who's learned to read the room before she's even read a book. She knows the sound of a slammed door and what that might mean. The shift in tone before an argument. The look in someone's eye that means she needs to be good to keep things nice and calm. She becomes hyper aware, the emotional thermometer within her own home. She learns that her safety depends on everyone else's moods. Does that sound familiar to you? And without anyone ever saying it out loud, what that little girl learns is my feelings don't matter as much as keeping everyone else happy. She learns to suppress her emotions, to smile instead of cry, to apologize instead of ask, to help instead of need. And she learns that actually I can't express joy or anger, sadness or happiness. I just have to stay relatively neutral all the time. Now, that little girl grows up and she becomes praised for being kind, reliable, selfless. But inside, she's quietly vanishing. Because every time she made herself smaller to make someone else more comfortable, she lost a little piece of her voice. And then what I see years down the line as a coach and therapist is people in their 30s or 40s that are finally starting to reclaim that voice, but have no idea where to start. It feels scary as hell to even think about it. And they're also navigating, how do I now start to reclaim my voice within a relationship and a motherhood and with my colleagues at work where they're just not used to me being that person? So if we fast forward from that little girl who learned how to silence herself all the way through into adulthood, that little girl is now a successful, capable, organized woman who has got it all together. She's the one that is spinning all the plates. She's the one that everyone says, oh my God, I don't know how you do it. You're a superwoman. You're a wonderful mum. Like, how do you stay on top of it all the time? And there's a part of her that's like, oh, I'm finally being noticed. Somebody notices, but there's a massive and much bigger part of her on the inside that is flat out exhausted. Because that same little girl is actually running the show. She's still scanning the room. You might not physically be in the same space you were in childhood, where maybe you felt your emotions had to be suppressed for the greater good, or they weren't accepted in your house, or you weren't a family of people that talked about your feelings. That same little girl is still running the ship. She's still scanning the room. She's still trying to make sure that nobody gets upset. Because logically, we can say, I'm not in that same space. Actually, I'm with my partner, my kids, my friends, people that make me feel safe. But I've still got that inner wound from childhood that makes me feel unsafe, that still links me back into knowing that my feelings aren't a safe thing to explore, that expressing myself isn't a safe place for me to be. In friendships, this might play out as I don't want to bother anyone. I feel like nobody really truly likes me. I don't think people really want me around unless I'm useful. In relationships, it becomes I'll do everything for them and maybe then I'll finally be loved. I will sacrifice myself to keep them happy, to appease them. And all you're doing is mirroring the relationships that maybe you had with your parents in childhood within your own relationship and within your family structure. And in motherhood, this looks like everyone else's needs come before my own, because that's what good mums do. And this is what good wives do. And this is what a good woman does. Except now that little girl and the woman you've become are both at breaking point, because the life you have built over those years, the one that was supposed to feel safe, started to feel like a cage. You've spent all this time realizing I've spent my whole life being everything for everyone else that I don't even know who I am anymore. I've spent a whole life bending over backwards for other people and never doing the same for myself and never having anyone that does that for me either. Because as the girl that's used to spinning all the plates and being in control and being on top of things, asking for someone else's help or accepting someone else's help feels near on impossible. So now there is a massive gap between who you are and who you want to be. And you don't know how to bridge that gap. Again, that's where I come in. So drop me a message, reach out if you need help bridging that gap. Because this is the truth that no one tells you. Finding your voice after decades of silence is not easy. When you've been praised for being agreeable, calm, dependable, using your voice can feel like rebellion. It can feel super uncomfortable. And this is something that I have recently explored with a client of mine at the moment, how she never had a voice in childhood. She never had a voice in her marriage that she's just separated out from. And she's feeling really triggered in motherhood, where she feels like she isn't being listened to. Now, that thread that links all of those together is the same set of triggers, the same set of beliefs that all come from using my voice isn't safe for me. But in motherhood, I'm having to use my voice to get my kids ready, to tell them to go brush their teeth, to ask them to do things for me. And when they kick back on that and they're not listening, they're not doing what I ask them to do, the emotional response we can have to that is huge. And this is where you sometimes might think, oh my God, I absolutely lost it at my kids today over something really small. I shouldn't be like this. I should be better. I should be more in control. I shouldn't be so snappy, and we'll beat ourselves up for it. But actually, that really simple act of, well, I say simple, having to tell your kids maybe 5 times in the morning before school to get their shoes on and they're not listening, you are not emotionally responding to them not putting their shoes on. What it's triggering in you is something way deeper than that. What it's triggering in you is that same thought process of, I am still not being heard, even by the people that matter the most to me in my life. And I still wasn't heard within my marriage. Their needs had to be prioritized above my own. They made that clear. And you know what? I dropped in line and I did that, because that's what a good wife does. And it's all because I never had my needs met in childhood. I never had my voice heard in childhood. And so we will carry that same familiar hell with us into relationships, friendships, work, because it's what we're used to. So it takes some conscious effort to start recognizing that actually what I'm used to, I don't like anymore. It feels uncomfortable. And now I need to start a journey towards stepping away from that and figuring out, how is it that I do want to be treated? How do I want to show up in relationships? How do I want to show up for my kids? And that process takes starting to use your voice and dealing with the triggers when you're feeling not heard by your kids, by your partner, in business, at work. And it, but it's all part of the same process that links back to those really early childhood memories. So the gap between who you are now, or who certainly who you're becoming now, and who you want to be can feel massive, because you're not just stepping into letting go of a few things that you've picked up recently. You're stepping into letting go of the last 30 or 40 years of the role that you have had to show up in order to feel safe and secure. And that is your core need right there, is to feel safe and secure. And your habits, the way that you silenced yourself, your perfectionism, your people pleasing, your good girl habits were all created to help you feel safe and secure within a situation or a bunch of experiences that made you feel the complete opposite. So those habits have kept you safe. Staying silent kept you safe. Scanning the room for everyone else's moods kept you safe. But if you're in a point in your life where you're like, I don't need that anymore. I don't need to be scanning the room. I know that I am safe. Now we need to create emotional safety so that your nervous system can settle into the life that you're living now, not the emotional fallout from the life that you were living when you were 8 years old. So when that gap feels so big, it can feel like standing on the edge of a bridge that hasn't been built yet. And I have no idea how I'm going to get to the other side. And this is where trusting the process really very much comes in. But that bridge isn't built overnight. It's built one boundary, one brave conversation, one honest moment at a time. And it starts by asking yourself, what is it right now that I actually feel? What do I actually need? What would I say right now if I wasn't afraid of disappointing anyone? Because the truth is, you can't find your voice by staying silent. You find it by using it, even when it shakes, even when it feels uncomfortable. Now, this client that I've been working with recently in exactly this, in finding her voice again, because she didn't have the voice in childhood. She had to monitor the room. She had to be aware of everyone's emotions and tempers and everything else. In her marriage, much the same. It was fitting into a role that felt safe at the time. In motherhood, all the threads of that are starting to come out in the wash. And that's what motherhood does. Anything that has gone unresolved or unprocessed will get triggered in motherhood. This is our chance to reassess and redefine everything if we let ourselves lean into it. And working with me one-to-one, what you get is a mixture of online sessions and voice note support. And for this client, that voice note support has felt really hard. And she was like, it's not a natural way of my communication. It's not something that I'm used to doing. And I said, of course not. Because it's having your voice heard. It's the same common thread. And that was really eye-opening for her. She was like, wow, I can see it. I totally see what you're saying now. And now we've got that awareness and the realization. It's about building the blocks to help us create the bridge, to bridge that gap between who she's always been and the woman it is that she is becoming. So this right here is why I have created the programs that I have created, my reset program to help you let go of that conditioning and the habits and the behaviors, and my redefine program that helps you to drop all of those behaviors and then also redefine what you want your life to look like from this point onwards, working with me over 12 whole months with coaching and therapy. And in redefine, we rebuild that bridge. From silence to self-expression, from people pleasing to inner peace. You learn how to stop scanning the room and start scanning yourself. How to tune into what you feel, what you want, what you need, instead of always looking outside of yourself. We work through identity, emotional regulation, boundaries, and rebuilding your confidence so you can finally speak your truth without all of the guilt or the doubt or the second guessing. Now, the power of choosing yourself as you're going through this process is huge. This is what happens when you start using your voice again. People might not like it. That's the scary part. But when you stop being the one who bends, people around you might start feeling uncomfortable, but that's not a sign you're doing it wrong or that you're failing or that you shouldn't be doing it. It's a sign you're finally doing it right because you're starting to use your voice. You're starting to speak up for yourself. You're starting to stand on your own two feet. And the people around you that have been the ones that have benefited from you bending over backwards, being a people pleaser, being the good girl, never causing a fuss, aren't going to like that to start with. And that is very much on them. That is not your problem to solve. Because choosing you isn't a selfish thing to do. Because probably a lot of those people around you who have benefited from you bending over backwards, they have been choosing themselves the whole way through, knowing that, well, I can do whatever I want or say whatever I want because she's never going to say anything to me. She's never going to challenge it. So I'm okay. You are now starting to choose yourself, but not in a selfish way. It's not a selfish thing to do. It is okay for you to take up more space in your life. It is okay for you to voice your opinions, your feelings, your wants, your desires. When you use your voice, you teach your nervous system that it is safe to exist in your body, in your thoughts, in your own mind. When you honor your needs, you're teaching your inner child that she matters because she never felt that way. And when you speak up, you are taking back your power, not from others, but for yourself. You stop waiting for someone to hear you and start hearing yourself. So much of the work that I do, I know so many people worry about, well, if I put in boundaries, is that me trying to control people? Or if I start speaking up for myself, does it mean that I'm now talking over people or not listening to them? No, the process you go through with me in my coaching and therapy has nothing to do with anyone externally to you and everything to do with what's going on in your inner world. So it is reclaiming your power for yourself, not to have power over other people. It is reclaiming your voice for yourself so that you hear you, even if nobody else does. That's the redefinition moment. That's where your empowerment as a woman, as a millennial woman, really begins. Because at the moment, you're at the millennial woman crisis point. You are the good girl. You are the perfectionist, the people pleaser. You've always been a certain way. And now you get to this stage in your life in your 30s or 40s where the walls start crumbling down and you're like, oh, this isn't what I want anymore. It's like taking your blinkers off and finally seeing everything for what it really is and then doing something about it. So your journaling prompt for this session is, where in my life am I still scanning the room? And what would change if I started scanning myself? And your second prompt is, if I used my voice, what would I want to say? So for each of those prompts, give yourself probably 10 minutes for each, set a timer, bit of paper, a pen, and just freely write the answers to both of those. I think what's going to come out of that is going to be really eye-opening for you. And you don't have to say any of this out loud yet. Just write it and let that be enough. And that's the first step in starting to remember that you matter too and your voice matters too. So if that has resonated and you're like, this is me, I have never talked about how I feel. I've never told people when they've done wrong by me. I've never challenged people when they've acted in bad ways. I just let things slide. People always say I'm really calm. I'm not calm. I'm just turning a blind eye to a lot of red flags. And I don't want to keep doing that anymore. If that is you, and you're finally starting to find your voice and it's going to feel really spiky and really uncomfortable, particularly if you don't have the tools to do it, and you've spent years keeping the peace, now it is time to really find your voice and to give some of that power back to yourself, because your voice isn't gone. It's just been waiting for safety. Through my programs, we create that emotional safety net for yourself so that your voice then naturally comes out. And the safest place it can live is inside a woman who is finally ready to choose herself. So if you're ready to take the next step, if you want to chat, reach out, drop into my DMs, book a free support call with me. I would love to map out what the future can hold for you. Because you deserve to be seen, you deserve to be heard, you deserve to exist as you. Now is your time to really do that. Thank you for tuning in to the Perfectly Imperfect podcast. If this episode hit home for you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend who needs a reminder that she is not broken, she is not stuck, she is just in the messy middle of womanhood. And if you are ready to go deeper, to reset old habits, or to redefine your whole damn life, you can find all the ways to work with me at riaolivercoaching.com or come and say hi on Instagram at riaolivercoaching. And until next time, you were never meant to be everything to everyone. You were meant to just simply be you.